Hachette Audio presents Cemetery Dance, written by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child, and read by René Aubergenois.
One. Can you believe it, Bill? I still can't. They told me almost 12 hours ago, and I still can't believe it. Believe it, sweet thing. William Smithback Jr. unfolded his lanky limbs, stretched out on the living room couch, then draped one arm over his wife's shoulders. Any more of that port? Nora filled his glass. He held it up to the light, admiring its garnet color. Cost him $100, and well worth it. He sipped, exhaled. You're a rising star at the museum. Just wait. In 5 years, they'll make you Dean of Science. Don't be silly. Nora, this is the third straight year of budget cuts, and here they've given your expedition a green light. That new boss of yours is no fool. Smithback nuzzled Nora's hair. After all this time, he still never failed to find its smell, a touch of cinnamon, a hint of juniper, arousing. Just think, next summer we'll be back in Utah on a dig. That is, if you can get the time off. I've got 4 weeks coming to me. They'll miss me desperately at the times, but they'll just have to make do. He took another sip, swirled the liquid around in his mouth. Nora Kelly, Expedition Number 3. You couldn't have asked for a better anniversary present. Nora glanced at him sardonically. I thought tonight's dinner was my anniversary present. That's right, it was. And it was perfect, thanks. Smithback winked back. He treated Nora to his favorite.